If a man is crossing a river and an empty boat collides with his, even though he be a bad-tempered man, he will not become angry. But if he sees a man in the other boat, he will shout at him to steer clear. As you can imagine, the boats and words and worlds collide. We seem to have the hardest of times with others of our own species. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and I'm Dawn Mathis of In Situ Life Works. This is part three in a five-part mini-series on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Today, we're covering the second agreement, which is don't take anything personally. If you missed the first one in the mini-series, well, the first one was actually an overview. Last week, we talked about being impeccable with your word. That was agreement number one. This is agreement number two, don't take anything personally. So there's a story told by Chuang Tzu, a 4th century BC philosopher, that someone recently shared with me. And it goes something like this. If a man is crossing a river and an empty boat collides with his, even though he be a bad-tempered man, he will not become angry. But if he sees a man in the other boat, he will shout at him to steer clear. As you can imagine, the boats and words and worlds collide. We seem to have the hardest of times with others of our own species. So today, we're going to talk about that second agreement from the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Don't take anything personally. Eleanor Roosevelt, and I've quoted her many times in the podcast, she said we cause as much harm by taking offense as we do by giving it. And it happens so easily. So let's see what we can learn today. The one thing I want you to take from this podcast today is that what others say and do rarely has anything to do with you. It is because of their own hell, as Don Miguel calls it. I like to call it their own internal weather. What others say and do is a reflection of that inner world, of what's going on with them in that moment. And we each live in our own world. So what happens when we take things personally, when you take things personally? When words that are negative come at you and you take offense, it may be that part of you already believes what was just said to you. Ooh. And the words hit their mark. Maybe a wound not quite healed. You've probably also heard the expression, somebody pushed my buttons. So what else happens when you take things personally? When you take things personally, you are in agreement with what was said. Yikes! As soon as you agree, the poison goes through you, and that is how self-doubt, self-deprecation, and other disempowering thoughts can creep in. Peter Baxa, author, speaker, and investigative journalist, has this to say about that. What you think of me is none of my business. What you think of me is none of my business. And so if someone wants to label you in a way that limits or controls your life, then why would you ever accept it? If you take it personally, you take it in. Their emotional garbage now becomes yours. So what happens if you don't take it in? If you don't take it personally, you're immune to their hell, internal weather. You notice that when someone is having a bad day, they might say ugly or negative things. You know that, and you notice that. And maybe those arrows are even pointed at you. You can remember that it is your own responsibility to love yourself. Byron Katie, speaker and author of the work, says this: "It's not your job to like me, it's mine. It's not your job to like me, it's mine." What else happens when you don't take things personally? You'll notice that when this person is having a great day, the words they speak are positive, kind. It is all a product of their inner world, their internal weather. Either way, you have enough self-love and learn not to take things personally. You do not fear their ugly, nor crave their goodness, because it is all about them. Also, you know that you don't need to defend yourself. You don't need to try to inflict your beliefs on them. It doesn't work anyway. You don't need to make them wrong and show yourself to be right. You know you're right. You know this inside yourself. So, a couple of things, life work, call to action, that I would like you to consider this week. The first thing, check with yourself. Check in with your relationships in your life. If someone continues not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away. If they don't, you can. You do not have to take it in. You do not have to take what they say personally, and you can walk away. If it is a person you love greatly, it will be painful, and then your heart will heal. Then you can choose what you really want. Trust yourself to make the right choice. You are the ultimate authority on you. That's number one. Number two, when you see something in others that is directed at you, it may be because it is also in you. Some of their behavior or their actions or their opinions might be reflected somehow in somewhere in you. So ask yourself, do I believe this somewhere in my being? Do I believe this about myself somewhere in my being? Or another way you could ask is, where in me am I like that? And journal about your experience. So next week, we will be on the third agreement, the fourth part in a five-part miniseries. And that will be on don't make assumptions. You don't want to miss that one either. It's a great one. This is Dawn Mathis, To Your Greatness. And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.